Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Pius of Petrolcina, priest. Today's theme, Let Your Light Shine. Jesus says in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18, that no one lights a lamp just to hide it. You and I, our lives have been lit up by Christ, and of course we want others to benefit from it. The good news is so good that we want to make Jesus available to those who are seeking more light for their own paths. We want to put ourselves where others can see Jesus shining in us so that their faith grows. The people around us should have access to the reasons why Jesus has made a difference in our lives so that they can be uplifted by our example and our testimony. Interestingly, Jesus connects this with another important principle of our faith. To those who have, more will be given. Think responsibility in understanding why God would give more to those who already have much. When we recognize our responsibilities in spreading the light of Christ, we become aware of additional opportunities to reveal Christ to others. Opportunities occur every day in our ordinary circumstances. Everything we do should reveal the light of Christ. Those who fail to take seriously the need and importance of sharing this light are hiding their lamps under beds of laziness. Who around you is suffering through a tragedy or difficulty? They're instinctively seeking a light that will lead them to hope, to love, to healing, and to the restoration of goodness. What are you doing to give them more of Christ's illumination? Who around you has insufficient faith? They want to be assured that God cares. They're ready to grow. Will you say yes to the responsibility that God has placed in front of you to make a difference? There are many reasons why we hide our lamps. Perhaps we assume that evangelization is someone else's responsibility. Or we look at the darkness of others and feel inadequate. This comes from distrusting the ability of Christ to enlighten others through us. Or we fear rejection and persecution. In each case, we allow the darkness of discouragement and negativity and hopelessness to spread. Our light fades. But when we allow the light of Christ to take over our lives so brightly that it changes us, we naturally grow in our concern for others and their level of faith. We enjoy opening ourselves to others so that they can see Jesus shining in us. If you feel unprepared to use current opportunities to let Christ shine from you, avail yourself of the extra grace that's available in the sacrament of reconciliation to become the light that you were meant to be. Let your concern for others be the fuel for your light.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.